An initiative spearheaded by Google has privacy advocates worried over the state of our personal health data. According to an investigation by the Wall Street Journal, Google partnered with the national nonprofit clinic and hospital chain Ascension to collect and compile data from patients without their knowledge or express consent as part of the technology company's Project Nightingale. Ascension has several clinics and hospitals in Wisconsin, and the news about the project has drawn concern from federal lawmakers. Our next guest has been covering the developments in this story. Sarah Needleman is a technology reporter for the Wall Street Journal. Sarah, welcome to Central Time.
My pleasure.
Well, how did you and your colleagues first find out about this Project Nightingale at Google?
Well, I have to give credit to my colleague, Rob Copeland. He is the main Google reporter, and his reporting uncovered that this project was underway. It started last year in secret with St. Louis-based Ascension, and it's called Project Nightingale. That's the code name. And basically what it means is that Google has been working with this large healthcare system to collect and crunch the detailed personal health information of millions of people across 21 states.
This appears to be under federal medical privacy legislation legal, as far as we can tell. Is that right?
Well, under HIPAA, which is that was enacted many years ago, even before Google was around, that made it okay for healthcare companies to share private information of patients with third parties under certain circumstances and not have to disclose it. And so Google has said that in this case, it follows those guidelines.
What is Google saying they're going to do with all of this patient information?
Sure. What Google is looking to do is bring it to the cloud and make it easier for medical professionals to be able to access patient data. And so you can imagine that this is a massive undertaking because we're talking about a lot of data and putting it into the cloud. And so this way you would potentially be able to access very detailed information about a patient almost to the point of real time. And that's not something that is widely available today.
So that's for an individual patient. I know Google and companies like them like to do a lot with big data. Is there some notion that, okay, we're going to have all this information and be able to do these massive data crunches and learn more about what makes one person get, say, diabetes down the road, something like that?
That is some of the potential discussion around how this data could be used. It's hard to say at this point what the technology will be able to determine, but the idea is to be able to come up with recommendations on how someone should address certain health issues or identify problems that might be worth having a person go check out. And so you might get an alert saying that your information suggests that you may have some sort of medical condition that you should check out.
Now, you mentioned that this isn't disclosed to patients or their doctors when this information goes. So when I go to the doctor, I think, okay, they might share this with the hospital if they give me a referral. They'll probably share it with the insurance company, whatever. I don't probably go in thinking, yeah, Google is going to see my test results. But they can.
I would agree. That is something you probably wouldn't think, but this is modern times. And when HIPAA was put into law, this wasn't something we had even fathomed. It's not something we thought about. It was beyond our understanding. This is a very different world we live in today, and so there are a lot of big tech companies that are trying to get into the health business. Amazon, Apple, Microsoft, they're all aggressively pushing into healthcare, though they haven't struck deals of this scope to date. But there is a lot of interest among the big tech giants to get into this space. It could be very lucrative, and they do believe that they have the kind of technology that could ultimately benefit people.
Now, Google and all the companies just mentioned know a lot about any particular individual. Is there a thought that they might take the Rob file from healthcare and merge it with the Rob file on online shopping and my Fitbit or whatever? Could they be merging all these different sources of data with the medical data?
That is a common fear or concern that people have raised. Google has said that it will not be used for advertising. We need to go by that. We do know that Google doesn't necessarily have the best track record in this area. For example, its YouTube unit agreed in September to pay $170 million in fines and change its practices in response to complaints that it illegally collected data on children to sell ads. So what Google may say and what it actually does may not jive. But as of now, Google has responded to the reporting that the journal did on this topic and has said that it is not planning to sell the data for advertising purposes. What else it could use it for? That's a good question. It's hard to say.
Sarah Needleman is with us, technology reporter for The Wall Street Journal, looking at Google's Project Nightingale, partnering up with a big healthcare provider to collect patient data. Sarah, you've written about some of the government response to this. Let's start with the Senate. A bunch of people from both parties in the Senate not wild about this idea, it sounds like.
Right. There are officials in the government that are looking closely into this, and they've launched a federal inquiry to find out more information since, you know, this really came out of nowhere. So the Office for Civil Rights and the Department of Health and Human Services said they're going to seek to learn more information about this mass collection of individuals' medical records to ensure that HIPAA protections were fully implemented. And HIPAA, again, is that federal legislation I mentioned from back in 1996.
And in the U.S. Senate, some people are calling for more investigation or maybe oversight?
There are some senators who have spoken out. For example, Mark Warner of Virginia, Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota, Bill Cassidy of Louisiana, Lisa Murkowski, Alaska, and Richard Blumenthal, Connecticut. And I hope I got my name's pronunciation accurate there. But they have all spoken out and said, you know, this is something that should be looked at. Mr. Warner called for the project to be halted pending an investigation. He said a moratorium should be applied to any similar deals involving a company already under a consent decree agreement for serious privacy and security violations, which is the case with Google, as I mentioned a moment ago, with regard to YouTube. And Ms. Klobuchar, who is a presidential candidate, she said that Google's trove of health data warrants more government oversight because, she said, quote, there are very few rules of the road in place regulating how it is collected and used.
Now, this story is about Google and the healthcare provider Ascension. As you mentioned, there are a lot of other big technology companies who want to get into the health game. There are a lot of other healthcare providers. It's hypothetically possible that there are other similar partnerships going on that wouldn't have to be disclosed to patients?
That is potentially the case because of the HIPAA legislation. And so one of the concerns or requests brought up by these senators that I mentioned is to see if whether or not that legislation still holds today, because, like I said, it came out in 1996. That was well before Google was around. But generally that law allows hospitals to share data with business partners without telling patients. But again, that's as long as the information is used to help the covered entity carry out its healthcare functions. So there are rules around it. But generally speaking, yes, they have the freedom to share that information. And so Google has said that they have followed the law and that they're cooperating with federal investigators.
When it comes to this Project Nightingale from Google and Ascension, what's out there still that we don't know that you'd like to find out?
Well, so yeah, we don't know what we don't know. I think there is some question as to who has access to the data. We believe that a large number of at least 150 Google employees have had access to it. Who are these people? What training do they have in handling this kind of sensitive information? You know, who are they and how long have they been working at Google? I think those are some just very basic questions. Same on the other end of Ascension. You know, who is handling this data and working with Google on it, and what are their potential uses do they see for this data? So maybe they've said they're not planning to use it for advertising purposes, but could they be using it for something else that we're not thinking of? You know, where do we draw the line in terms of what data is acceptable to be shared with a tech company? And what are the potential problems that we might need to deal with if there's, for example, just, you know, simply if it's hacked, if the cloud system that Google is creating for Ascension, what if, you know, bad actors somehow get a hold of it? There are all sorts of questions about security and the steps that they're taking. And when you're dealing with medical data, you know, certainly one bad judgment call, one glitch could have a very serious effect on a patient. So all these thoughts are coming to my head, and I'm sure there are a lot of thoughts that everyday readers have as well, because there's nothing more important than our health in terms of, you know, living day to day, and making sure that we're protected is very, very important.
Sarah, thanks a lot for joining us today.
My pleasure.
Sarah Needleman is a tech reporter for The Wall Street Journal. She joined us today to talk about Google's secret health data initiative called Project Nightingale, which collected the private health data from millions of patients around the country.